With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really pleased now to have on the line Bill Edmonds, who is the president of the International Dory Races Committee out of Gloucester. And Bill, great to see you the other day. It's been a long time since you were in class, but how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much.
Excellent, excellent. You know, the weather broke. You had a good day for the races, and I want to get to all of that. But first, Bill, tell me a little bit about your involvement in the in terms of the International Dory Races. Maybe how you came to know about them and how you ended up being where you are at the moment.
Sure. So I learned about them from a relative of mine that used to race back when I was about 14 years old. So I've been in the event now for about 40 plus years, competing, and now I've moved up to volunteer and be on the board for the committee. I'm actually the current president with a handful of other gentlemen and ladies that help out. The rowing has been going on for 71 years mm-hmm. now. This mm-hmm. is the 71st year. Started way back when Lloyd Heisler from Nova Scotia.
Oh, the Heislers, yep.
Yep. They actually met up with Mr. Frontero in a bar, and they had a little bit of tilting of the cups, I would say. And then they also started nudging around that I'm a better rower than you are, and it went back and forth, and that is how it started. One good thing that started was the first race. Lloyd Heisler came down with his partner to Gloucester, and four gentlemen from Gloucester actually jumped in a dory. They held one oar each, started to row. Lloyd Heisler looked at him and laughed and said, "You guys realize it's only a two-person boat, correct?" And they said, "Oh, yeah, no, we're just trying to see who's going to do it." And he said, "Well, you guys can have all four of your people and the stern man stare in the boat, and I'll still beat you."
Mm-hmm.
So that is where it started. They ended up taking Mr. Frontero and Mr. D'Amico, and they joined in and actually raced against Lloyd Heisler. Unfortunately, we did not win that first event. The Canadians did take that, but that is how we started.
Well, the name I remember is Sonny Heisler. When I first moved, I moved to Massachusetts, Bill, as a senior in high school from Texas. And some of my classmates started to become rowers after high school and so on. So I learned a little bit about it. I learned a bit about the dory. Now, the dory is a flat-bottom boat that sort of curves upward on both ends. So you can't tell if it's coming or going if you didn't see the rowers in it. But it's a pretty heavy boat, too, and it was involved in fishing where the competition is tremendous. It's not easy to maneuver, is it, Bill?
No, it is not. It's very, very challenging. The boat, bone dry, is 350 pounds. When it gets wet and soaks in the water, it's probably about 700 plus pounds.
Whoa.
That you're rowing it. Now, there's two people in the boat. You have a bow man and a stern man. The bow man does all the steering. Stern man does all the power and the work. And you work as a tandem to actually push that boat along. The flat bottom boat, it pushes along the water very easy. But also, if you get wind from side to side, it'll hit your bow or your stern and push it around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty hard to control at times, so I can attest to that 100%.
Oh, Jimmy Tarantino, the famous Jimmy T, tried to teach me how to row. and Bill, I couldn't stop going in circles, so I can very much appreciate the sportsmanship and the talent it takes, along with the brute strength and understanding of the water and so on, to do this. And again, it initially became part of the fishing fleet is how dories were used. And I know there's a great story about Howard Blackburn. But let's get back to the competition. Well, actually, before we get back to this weekend's competition, I want to ask you about the camaraderie between Lunenburg, Nova Scotia, and Gloucester, Massachusetts, because I do know that when the Canadians come down here, and they have several teams, which you're going to explain later, I hope, they're hosted to a party and a welcoming and so on, and I'm pretty sure that it's reversed going up to Lunenburg. So tell me a little bit about how the committee does this and how they treat the competitors.
So it's a whole weekend-long event. Usually starts on a Thursday, ends on the race day on Saturday. Thursday night, we'll have a meet and greet. Usually they'll come down. The rowers that are going to race each other in each event will meet each other there, introduce them, shake hands, take pictures, crack jokes, tease each other. And then we will move on to having a nice feast. Everybody talks about years and years past and everybody they know in it and currently what they do. Then Friday, it's usually just a casual, relaxing day. The racers don't like to enjoy themselves too much. They like to rest, get ready for the race. Saturday mornings is usually the race between 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll meet down there. We'll go over the rules. We have actually a set of international rules that both countries have agreed upon. They'll go out. We have currently 5 divisions that will race. We have a junior division for anybody under the age of 19. We have a mixed doubles, which is a one woman, one man in the boat together. Then we have a women's division, 2 women that race. And then we have a masters, or we call it masters, but it's actually over 50, men's division. All of those are a half mile. You go out a quarter mile, turn a flag, come back into the finish line. That's a total half mile distance.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the open division, or we call it the seniors. That's open to anyone, any age, and it's a mile-long course.
Mm.
So you go a half mile out and turn a flag, and you come a half mile in. It's a very grueling, long race. I've done it many years in the past. I can definitely attest that it is one of the most challenging things you'll ever do in your life, but it's probably one of the most rewarding things that you do.
I've seen that once, and it was in good weather. You know, with calm, the harbor was very flat, and when the rowers got back, they were absolutely spent. And before we get to this weekend's competition, I want to ask you one more question about the hosting and the camaraderie. You mentioned, Bill, on Thursday night that everybody got together. Is there an intermingling between Gloucester and Lunenburg to the competitors? Socialize with each other. I hope.
Yes, they do. It's a whole social night. There's a lot of spirits flying around in glasses. Everybody talks to each other. Most people know each other because they've been involved in the racing in some form or fashion. We haven't seen each other since last year, so everybody catches up. It pretty much has become another family that you have from another country.
And what about the accommodations? Does the committee help the competitors from each city, wherever it's being held, to get accommodations?
Yes. Yeah, so each committee will go out and get hotel motel rooms for everyone. They'll coordinate their travel down. Usually we have a travel stipend to help offset any lost wages or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And to help out with their travel costs to get up there. I can definitely say it's a solid 12.5 to 13-hour ride from Gloucester, Mass. To Lunenburg, Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
So it does take a little bit, mentally and physically, to get yourself up there and back.
Good Lord, yeah.
It is a beautiful ride up through Maine and St. John's and then down into Lunenburg.
So do you coordinate with your counterpart? And if so, tell me a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, so I'm on a regular call with my counterpart up in Nova Scotia. His name currently right now is Robert Fox. He is the president up there. Their organization is the CERA, Canadian Dory Racing Association.
Mm-hmm.
We talk probably at least once a month, what competition you have, what fundraising you're doing, because we fundraise a lot to the organization because we're a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
We do talk about what functions we want to do when we get up there or when they come down here.
Hmm.
We know exactly how many people are coming down or going up to Nova Scotia. We coordinate what people are going to do if there's something going on, like a function or something. We'll plan the events around that so then people can learn other things from each country.
I think it's incredible. Fantastic. And again, finally, before we get to this week's competition and what's coming up in the future, how are the competitors selected? In other words, how is the Gloucester team selected, if I can use that word? How is the Lunenburg team selected?
Yep, so we do both do it the same way. We have elimination races probably 2 to 3 weeks before the actual international event. In each category, people will sign up. As long as you're a member of the committee, you can race in the event. It's, like I said, two people in the boat. However many people sign up, we've had a race from just one team, which just goes out to do time, to 10 to 12 teams in a category.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll usually do heats of 3 to 4. So we'll put the flags out in the Inner Harbor, and we'll race out from the Heritage Center out towards Tempon Island. Everybody does their course. Everybody gets timed. And then the fastest time, if we have more than one heat, then you have to row again in the finals heat. Usually that's a couple days later. So usually the first or second Saturday in June is the first elimination race. And then the first or second weekend Saturday in August is the second elimination race that we do to see who races against the Canadians down here in June and then up there in August.
Okay, so it's qualifying. It's brand new qualifying for the August of, races.
Correct.
All right. Who sets the course? In other words, who goes out and lays the flag and stuff like that?
So we have a few members that have their own boats and have been doing it for years. The main two people that do it right now are Gino Mondello and Rick Medico. And Eric Dombrowski was doing it for a very long time. He still jumps in every once in a while. And then most of the time, it's Darren Collins is the boat that we're using. So they'll take a compass, they'll take the line that is the starting line, and they'll make sure they're at, say, 30 degrees. They tug out to, a quarter mile out. They get the spot. They drop a flag. Then they also pull the compass out again, find the line at 30%, and then they run that line of the flags that way.
Unbelievable. Is this an all-weather event, Bill?
Yes, it is. The only time we do not row is in lightning.
Okay. Good Lord. I mean, wow. I know some guys have rode against the wind, and it's just been so tough. Even though it's, where you race, it's more or less in the Inner Harbor, is it not?
Correct.
Yeah, and it still gets pretty choppy there. All right. Tell me a little bit about this weekend's races, and what do you come away from all of this?
So, the biggest thing that came out of it was just the friendship and camaraderie with my family from Nova Scotia. We had the five divisions that were sanctioned, and we had one exhibition race that we did to try to bring up more people into a new category. We had a junior division. We had a team from the USA of Caden and AJ Lewis that won the race over a team of Ellen and Grace London from Canada. Those two are actually from PEI, Prince Edward Island.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of a little bit off of Nova Scotia, but they won their category in their elimination, and they came down and competed. In our mixed doubles competition, the team of Lisa Tanner and Robert Fox won the race in a time of 6:42 over the U.S. team of Alexis Novello and Len Robertson. That was a nice race. The next one was the women's division. With a winning time of 6:52 was a team from Canada, Allie Flower and Kath Moore. They beat two of our very strong women rowers, Ashley Smith and Rachel Cecilio. And then in the masters division, or over 50, the U.S. won with the tandem of Joe Sanfilippo and Eric Dombrowski over the team of Bruce Parks and David Croft from Canada. That was a winning time of 6:39. Those are all in the half mile, so that worked out to be a good race. In the open division, or the seniors, the Canadians won with a time of 10:25 with a team from Jason Mossman and Simon Bush, beat our tandem of Sam and Peter Terramina, two brothers from Gloucester that do a phenomenal job. Unfortunately, in their race, they pucked an oar in the start, and it took him a handful of strokes to get it back in, and start rowing again.
For the great unwashed like me, Bill, what does popped an oar mean?
So the oars actually sit in between two thole pins, or basically two pieces of wood that stick up out of the side of the boat. And the oars sit freely in there. They go back and forth. And it actually came out between those, and then you can't pull. It's just sitting there freely on the side of the boat. He had it, actually what I call puffing it back in, back into the thole pins, so then he could start pulling on the oars again.
Yeah, and you lose precious time on that, I'm sure.
Yeah, you do.
All right. You mentioned a racer from Prince Edward Island. This is a question off the wall. Has there been any, as far as you know, Bill, have there been any non-Gloucester rowers in this event for the U.S.?
Yes. Actually, a handful of years, probably 10 or 12 now, we had a tandem from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they ended up winning a handful of their races.
All right.
Even against Canada.
Hey, listen, so did the Gloucester folk accept them?
Yes, we do.
That's good. Oh, wow. Oh, that's pretty cool. I was thinking maybe Coast Guardsmen, you know, but that's dynamite. Yep. All right. So, all right, Bill. Now, coming up, I guess the final, I have two questions. What's coming up next? And then we have to get into fundraising and contributions.
Sure. So what's coming up is the elimination races that we talked about earlier will be on August 12th, Saturday morning at about 8:30, 9 o'clock, right outside of the Heritage Center in Gloucester and the Harbor. And then the winners from there will go up to Nova Scotia. To Lunenburg on August 26th is the race up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a few other fun rows that we do throughout the year. There's a harbor row that some people do. There's a Blackburn Challenge that's coming up next weekend. And we do have a Oarsman Cup, which is a solo race from the Heritage Center out around 10 Pound Island and back in. The fastest time wins. They get bragging rights for the year, and they get to hold the cup.
Incredible. I guess another quick question here. In terms of supporting this monetarily, I'm sure you've had regular sponsors over the year who have helped out, but I know that probably a lot of just plain citizens like myself would like to contribute. So how does all that work?
Yep. So we actually have a website, internationaldories.com. You can go on there, sign up to be a social member. It's a $52 fee. It's almost like a donation. It is a donation. You come to, you're welcome to any event. And then you can join to actually be a rowing, member. You don't have to race. You can just be a social member rowing. Just wanted to go out on the harbor and just row around in peaceful time and get some exercise. That's another way to do that. That's $125 a year. That's for the whole January 1st to December 31st. And then you can actually donate on the website. Within the signups, there's actually a spot where you can do donations. Myself, Gino Mondello at the Dory Shop down at the Heritage Center, Eric Dombrowski lives in Gloucester. That's in Rick Medico. Where the basically the board of directors, I'd call that.
Mm-hmm.
We take in any type of donation. If anybody goes to the website, you'll find my email address, a contact number, and also you can even find out mentors that can take you out and teach you how to row. Like you said earlier, Jimmy Tarantino, the famous Jimmy T,
yep,
actually tried to teach you to row, and you learn the circle routine.
You're familiar with that? I guess other dummies like me have done that, right?
Oh, yeah, many, many, many people. Those are really the main thing. We do have fundraisers from time to time, and we also do have a Facebook page. That's the IDRC Facebook page that we always put up different functions that we're going to have.
All right. That is Bill Edmonds, who is the president of the International Dory Races Committee in Gloucester. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.